Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Immigration protests continue across the country and in Texas. And today, the police chief of Dallas is talking about one that was held last night. And he prepares now for another one coming on Saturday.
An intersection in West Dallas had to be closed when hundreds of demonstrators gathered near the west side of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge and spilled out onto the street. One person was arrested during the hours-long protest. Police Chief Daniel Como says while they respect the rights of residents to protest, they will not tolerate violence.
No officers were hurt yesterday, although we did have fireworks, bottles thrown at officers along with rocks, but none of our officers took any injuries.
Says their main goal is to keep everyone safe, even the protesters themselves. Como added that the Dallas police have a lot of training in this area. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A couple of restaurant managers are telling us they hope these demonstrations don't have the same chaos that we saw 5 years ago with the George Floyd protests.
There's another place I worked at. There's a whole bunch of like windows smashed and stuff. So it is definitely a concern.
People pulled up with U-Haul trucks right outside of Neiman Marcus when they shattered the windows and putting it in U-Hauls. How did you know to bring a U-Haul truck?
They say businesses compete with each other, but they also have a community, and so they warn each other if they see something suspicious. And then they compare notes on how to protect themselves and each other. Some of them actually keep wood boards in case they have to cover their windows real quick or make sure employees know what weapons they might have. Police arrested one person during that protest last night and brought out several hundred people.
In Austin, four officers are out of the hospital after being injured last night during an anti-protest there. Police Chief Lisa Davis says demonstrators marched from the Capitol to the federal building, which was hit with graffiti. Austin police used pepper balls. DPS used tear gas.
The crowd broke up into smaller groups at this point, one of which continued marching and began throwing scooters and barricades into roadways and overturning water barricades. Multiple arrests were made and the remaining participants moved to the sidewalk and eventually dispersed.
Now, she says three of the officers were hit by rocks thrown by demonstrators. One sustained a shoulder injury, making an arrest, and was spit on. Eight protesters, all from the Austin area, were arrested, accused of spraying graffiti, harassment of a public servant, failure to obey a lawful order, and resisting arrest.
It's 5:05. Cleanup continues in Waxahachie. They had a freight train derail overnight.
14 of the freight cars were carrying highly flammable ethanol, but none of it spilled. The train went off the tracks right here between a bank and the Ellis County Emergency Center.
Hard to believe in this day and age that a train can derail like that in the middle of a town.
Well, this is the first time we've seen anything right here, and first time I have. I've been here almost 20 years.
Decided to gear up, get boots on the ground, and come down and see how I could help.
Good news is nobody was hurt. Cleanup's being left to Union Pacific once they get the rail cars uprighted and moved. It'll then take a few more days to repair the damaged roads. In Waxahachie, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the feds arrest hundreds of people suspected of online child sex crimes in North Texas. Joseph Rothrock is the FBI special agent in charge of the Dallas office, and he says they used all the tools at their disposal to find kids who were being abused.
124 cyber tip cases, 73 chat-based undercover operations, 23 high-risk victim rescues, and 30 responses for calls for service that directly led to child rescues.
More than 70 law enforcement agencies took part in Operation Soteria Shield. Rothrock says 109 children were rescued, 244 suspects were arrested.
Frisco, it's one of the fastest growing cities in the country, and the mayor says he hopes to have a place that's ready to keep welcoming new people.
Jeff Cheney became mayor in 2017 when Frisco's population was 172,000. It's now grown to 237,000, and Cheney says they could run out of open land in 2030 or 2035.
What we call the PGA halo effect. So if you drive North Frisco right now, you're starting to see some dirt being moved out there.
He met up with a couple former mayors, and they talked about drawing the Dallas Stars business office, AA Frisco Rough Riders, FC Dallas, and most recently, the Dallas Cowboys headquarters. Former Mayor Mayor Masso says tourism has given Frisco its identity.
Whether it's the Star and the Country Awards or NCAA Division I championship game.
Cheney's term runs out next year, and he says he hopes to leave the next mayor with the city able to keep growing tourism with the World Cup and Universal Theme Park opening. In Frisco, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Unrest in Los Angeles stemming from the recent immigration roundups in that city. They're going to bring in News Nation correspondent Mills Hayes right now in L.A. this morning. Mills, every other time we've had you on, you've been in the somewhere
cold
in the
cold Midwest,
upper Midwest, covering a blizzard. You got to leave the parka at home this time. But what a story that you find yourself in the middle of. Tell us what the latest is this morning. More protests yesterday, and what about today?
Right. Well, things are a lot calmer right now, but that wasn't necessarily the story when we first got on the clock this morning. In fact, actually, got woken up by police sirens a little after midnight because there was some looting that was happening in the jewelry district of downtown L.A. And we saw multiple arrests taking place. And then the video that's coming out of there, we weren't there when the looting took place. We were there when the arrests happened. But when the looting took place, we saw some video, and it's just people rushing those stores. And we saw an Adidas store be hit. There were two dispensaries that were hit, and then at least four jewelry stores. And we spoke with one of the owners of the jewelry store, and you know, they were frustrated, and they felt like this had nothing to do with the ICE raids that are happening here in the community. And that's also a sentiment that we've heard from the mayor here in L.A. She just tweeted out saying that those who are looting in the area will be held accountable, and they do not care about the immigrant communities. So it is interesting to see the amount of protests that we're seeing as well. But it typically starts to get a little chaotic once the sun starts to go down, and that's when the agitators start to act up. But I will say that a majority of the people that are in the streets protesting are peaceful, but it's that 20% of the people that are out there that are just trying to cause trouble. And also some people feel like it's valid trouble as well. So it really just depends on who you ask. But so there'll be some people we talk to who say, you know, violence isn't the answer. And then we talk to other people who tell us that that seems to be the only way that they can get people's attention. So a lot of different opinions about that, for sure.
All right. The big headline is troops will be sent to the area. Have you seen them yet? Have you felt a presence of both the National Guard or the Marines even?
We have not seen the Marines yet. However, we have seen the National Guard troops. In fact, I'm standing in front of about six troops that are standing in front of this federal detention center in downtown L.A. But I'll be honest with you guys, the presence of a National Guard is not as big as I think maybe the headlines suggest. They are around the federal buildings. And yesterday we saw, I can't put a number on it, but it was more than 30 troops for sure that were around the federal building. But they're not really interacting with protesters that much. We did see them interact with protesters on Sunday a little bit, and they did use we saw troops use tear gas and pepper spray to get protesters to back up in order to get some vehicles to get through into the loading dock of that detention center. But other than that, really, the interactions with protesters and rioters, that's happening with local and state law enforcement officers.
Mills, I have a lot of friends in the L.A. area. And I've spoken with some of them, and they all tell me this. I haven't seen anything. This is, I mean, it seems that this is confined to certain neighborhoods, certain parts of L.A. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, on Saturday, there was that protest and riot, really, that was in Paramount, about 20 minutes outside of L.A. But other than that one, it's mostly been concentrated in the downtown L.A. area. And so it's about a 8-block span that we're seeing these protesters kind of go around, because it's kind of like a a cat and mouse game going on. The protesters will take over a street, and then the police will come in, move them out, and then the protesters will move to another block. But yeah, really concentrated to the downtown area, only a couple of blocks.
Let me ask you this, and it seems like this case or this situation has come down to the president versus Gavin Newsom, or maybe even Mayor Bass. Where are Los Angeles? Where do they, Los Angelians, I believe, what are they thinking? What side are they taking?
It really just depends on who you talk to. I mean, the majority of the people that we're talking to here are very frustrated and angry that there is a federal law enforcement presence, especially those ICE raids that are happening. They are not happy about that. However, I mean, I have talked to one Latino man who voted for Trump, and he was there at the protest just to, you know, grab video and everything and see what was happening. And he was telling me that this was kind of ridiculous, that this was for them to be protesting and then also to be causing some violence and rioting. It kind of misses the point. And he also said that, unfortunately, that there are legal ways to enter the country. And so some people are supportive of these ICE raids happening and others are not. I would say majority of the people here are definitely not happy, because there's a sense of fear. People are nervous about going to work and going to school. Even we talked to some people yesterday that were telling us that they were seen outside of some high schools in the area too. So lots of people that are concerned and nervous for the people that they love that are undocumented.
Mills, we'll let you get back to it. Stay safe. We appreciate the time. That is News Nation correspondent Mills Hayes with us here on KRLD.
Older or anything.
So all of this, that of course, because of these recent immigration raids, the head of ICE, Tom Homan, he was asked on MSNBC about the accusation that the guard only made matters worse. He says Gavin Newsom should have acted sooner.
I mean, he waited over 2 days for all this violence to say he had an unlawful assembly. I mean, I was there when 1,000 protesters were surrounding the federal building, breaching that federal building, putting our officer at risk, putting the illegal aliens to be arrested and they were in custody at risk. It was out of control. So I support President Trump's decision on deploying the National Guard. They're there to protect property and life, not just of law enforcement officers you see being attacked the last couple of days. They protect citizens too. So if they fail, you know, to control that city, and we're there, we're going to do everything we can to protect our buildings, protect our officers. And so calling out the National Guard, I think, is the right thing to do. I was on the ground. Governor Newsom wasn't. I've seen this for the first couple of days. He didn't. So I think President Trump made the right decision deploying the National Guard to protect life and property. That's exactly what they're doing. And these people that are you know, they can call them protesters. Many are peaceful protesters. Many are not. Many are criminals. We had an incident where someone threw a Molotov cocktail at a law enforcement officer. Now, we've just seen recently what a Molotov cocktail can do. So what I said from, you know, I've been attacked for a comment a couple of days ago, the rhetoric keeps continuing, the violence keeps continuing. It's a matter of time before someone loses their life. So throwing a Molotov cocktail at an officer can certainly be met with deadly force. The rhetoric has to stop. People have to stop calling ICE terrorists and right. criminals and racists, because you're there enforcing the laws enacted by Congress, signed by a president. And that's exactly what ICE is doing. They're enforcing the law. They're not making this up.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.